Welcome to the Triangle Podcast. This podcast is for members of Fort Smith's First Baptist Church. Our host, Janet Addison, will talk with Pastor Greg and others about how being involved in the life of our church can help stretch your transformation triangle. The transformation triangle represents the three foundations of spiritual growth: our identity in Jesus, our relationship with Him through prayer, Bible study, and faith choices, and our ministry to others. We'll explore ways to deepen your walk with Jesus by strengthening and stretching the legs of your triangle.
Hello, church family, and welcome to this episode of the Triangle Podcast. This is Pastor Greg back with you again. I'm grateful for Pastor Matt and the guys from the El Salvador mission trip sharing with you last week. It's so important to celebrate those things that God does and also to remind us that we're on mission as a church. And so I hope you're listening to those. And as those men talk about why they went on a mission trip and their impact on their life as they do the mission trip, I hope that stirs your heart to get involved in missions as well. We're working on a trip to England, and we're praying through those other trips at El Salvador and how we can help the church we've helped plant there. So I pray that you are praying through those and excited about being on mission. Well, the next phase of being a church on mission, we begin this Sunday with this year's Faith Forward emphasis. So I wanted to take a few minutes just to talk to you about our Faith Forward emphasis, what that means for us and how we do that. And we have a lot of new members over the course of this year. And it's also only the second year that we've done this emphasis. So I want to make sure that we really are dialed in on what this means for us as a church. The Faith Forward emphasis is a faith offering that we will give every spring from now until Jesus comes back. It is a part of our stewardship training process, and it is also a part of how we move the church forward. And so that's why we've called it our Faith Forward offering. And so here's what it does. It creates that avenue each year for us to move the church forward, whether it's a capital offering, exactly like the one we gave last year that has helped us renovate, build downstairs Sunday school classes, or if it is something like this year's Chaffee Campus, another piece of that capital function that relates to ministry and how we do ministry and how we move forward. So it's not necessarily here for maintenance or that sort of thing, but it's here on how we move the church forward and how we are on mission to reach more people for Jesus. So we started the Faith Forward offering last year, and it went to fuel and fund the renovations that we're doing here in the church, which were visionary, moving us forward type renovations. So the visitor area that we're now utilizing on Sunday mornings, the downstairs Sunday school space that has allowed us to open more doors for more people to be involved in Sunday school, for those things. So that's what that's for. This year, the emphasis for our Faith Forward offering will be adding funds to help us set up that Chaffee campus and begin to move forward in creating that First Baptist presence in the Chaffee area. So let's explain a little bit what the Faith Forward offering is and how it works. As we teach new members who come to the church, as we train our folks in stewardship training, we have three primary ways that we fund the ministries of the church and we teach biblical stewardship to our people. So the first is our regular tithes, and if you want to throw some offerings in there, people will have a passion for our worship ministry or children's ministry, or they give scholarships to camp or whatever. But those basic coming in every week offerings, tithes and offerings, those are how we operate the budget of the church. So we pay the light bills and we give to our Arkansas Baptist Convention and advertise for the church and run the website and all those different kind of things that function a church. We're buying goldfish for the children's ministry, and we're providing tools for student ministry to give out popsicles here on a Wednesday afternoon at Darby as they get out of school, to invite them on a Wednesday night, and all the different ways that we do that. We operate the church on those weekly tithes and offerings. Then we give a couple of special offerings that are planned events every year. You know when they're coming, and you can plan your giving around them. The first is this particular offering, Faith Forward Offering. It comes every spring, and it will either be on the front side or the back side of Easter, depending on when that falls on the calendar. So this year, Easter was early, so it's coming afterwards. It's here in the month of April. But every spring, you know that's going to come, because we're always going to be trying to push the church forward and to create new ways to reach people and to impact how we are able to support our ministry. And so Faith Forward, and all of that offering taken in Faith Forward, goes to the Faith Forward project. It is spent. It is spent in that year. We are moving it in that direction. It is designed and focused. And so every year there will be a focus, but it'll be a church-wide focus like that. Then we have three special missions offerings that we take each year that are a part of our partnership being an Arkansas Baptist Southern Baptist Church. And so at Easter, we just had the Annie Armstrong Easter offering, and that goes to support church planting through the North American Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention. At Christmas time, we took the Lottie Moon Christmas offering, and that is our partnership with the International Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention. And that offering goes directly to mission support and mission work through the IMB. And then every year in the fall, we take our Dixie Jackson missions offering, which is what we do as Arkansas Baptists. And so that goes to support Arkansas Baptist mission work, like disaster relief and BCMs and the things we're doing in Arkansas to reach our state with the gospel. So there are three of those. They happen at the same time. So this is a planned giving process, so you and your family can plan around your giving. You're not going to come here and get hit up for money all the time and stuff like that. We try to plan that so that you as a family can plan around your giving and really focus your giving in that way. Also, it allows you to teach your children the process of stewardship. So you can teach them about Lottie Moon and about international missions or Faith Forward, and you can talk about us as a family, how we're participating in Faith Forward offering and what that means. And you can walk them through the visitor area and say, look, this is what we did. We participated in this as a family. We helped do this because we participated in the Faith Forward offering. And so when you have a plan like that, it allows everyone to plan and focus their giving. It allows them to teach their children, and it allows us as a church to address biblical stewardship. We have a pattern throughout the year in every year's church calendar where we can teach stewardship, biblical stewardship. We can bring new folks into that, people who are returning to the church who maybe wandered off or hadn't been involved in a while. We can help them get involved in that. People that have never been taught things like tithing and offering. It gives us a platform to teach biblical stewardship in a positive, vision-casting ministry format and context, so that they can directly make that connection between what we give to the Lord and how it is invested for eternity into ministry. And so that's what our Faith Forward offering is. It's a part of that overall planned, structured giving, and it's a part of our stewardship training to bring people into an understanding, a biblical understanding of money and of stewardship and of giving. Now, how do we give the Faith Forward offering? Well, each year we'll have a 3-week sermon series that is related to that year's focus. So this year's sermon series will begin on Sunday, and we will be focusing on this theme, investing for eternity, investing for eternity. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, and this will be our overarching passage and text for the next 3 weeks, collect for yourselves or gather up for yourselves treasures in heaven and not here on earth. Why not here on earth? Because Jesus says, moths eat, rust, they decay, they don't last past now. But if we will lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven, moths, rust, decay, that never touches them. What we invest in for eternity is there for the glory of God, and it is a reward that we receive. It is an offering to Him. It means that through the offering we've done ministry and lives have been saved, eternities have been changed, and people are in heaven forever, fruit is in heaven forever, and the glory of God is there forever as we have invested in His work and in the gospel. It lasts forever. So we're going to be talking about investing for eternity over the next 3 weeks. So we have a 3-week sermon series, begins this week, and on April the 28th, we will take a special offering as a church. Now, you'll give your regular tithes just like you normally give them, and this offering is given above the tithe, and so it is an offering we'll collect on that day. Now, there are 3 different ways that you can give. First, you can give a cash offering. Second, you can make a pledge, because a lot of people, it's easier for them to plan, you know, X number of dollars a month rather than to try to write a big check in one chunk. Or you can have a combination of the two. You can give a cash offering and then pledge an additional amount each month. Now, the pledging part is important because that's how we're able to have a sense of where we're going, a sense of how much is going to be there, so we can work out and plan the project that is the emphasis of that offering. So this year, our Chaffee project, it allows us to know the pace at which we can proceed and plan and work, because we have an idea of what those pledges are going to look like throughout the year, rather than just having to guess at them or try to figure out what it might be. So you can give by cash, you can give by pledge, or you can give both. As always, you can do that here in person with a check or cash or whatever, or you can use online. If you give online, there is a method there to be able to give your Faith Forward offering online in the same way that you give your tithes and your offerings. And so it's very easy to do, and we want to ask everyone to participate. We want to ask you to participate because we want you to experience the blessings of investing in eternity. We also want you to be a part. And so when something happens in Chaffee, or like this year, when we are putting those Sunday school rooms on the first floor and creating that opportunity for our people to stay involved in Sunday school or the visitor area, you can say, I was a part of that. Now, where does this kind of giving method come from? Well, there are a lot of churches that use this type of stewardship training and offering. For example, the church where I grew up in Memphis, we did this. In our church, it was called the Love Offering, L-O-V-E, Love Offering. And it actually started in the Great Depression. And the church was beginning to fall into disrepair. There was a lot of deferred maintenance and things that needed to happen. And because you were in the Depression, it was hard for people to give lots of money. But they loved the church. And so what happened was a lot of people came and did the work. Some people could afford to buy the paint, and some people who couldn't afford to buy the paint could come and help. They could strip wallpaper. They could paint. They could clean up afterwards. They could help those who were working. And so it became known as the Love Offering, because people were giving out of their love for the Lord and the love for the church in the way that they could give. And then over the generations, it became a standard part of the church life at the church where I grew up. And so every year people planned around the love offering. And so I grew up knowing what the love offering was, watching mom and dad do that, hearing them talk about it. And then I remember when I was in college and I was working at retail stores trying to help pay my way through college, and God prompted me the first time ever that, Greg, you need to give to the love offering. I know you don't have a full-time job. You're just a college student, but you do have something. And it is not about the amount of money. It's about, do you love me and do you love your church? And are you going to participate in the love offering? And I gave my first love offering as a college student. And it really helped me understand that the offering was about my love for the Lord. It wasn't about my capacity to give. And so that also prompted how I gave, because it was driven by my love for the Lord, my gratefulness for salvation, my gratefulness for my church and what it meant in my life. And so that drove the amount that I gave, and it challenged me to give something sacrificial, because I was giving because I love the Lord and I love this church. And that was really formative for me, and I felt that training in my life. And so now as a pastor, I want other people to be able to have that kind of stewardship training. I want families to be able to raise their children with that kind of biblical stewardship training. I want people to be able to participate because of their love for the Lord. In our church here, we call it Faith Forward, our belief in God's work in our church, our belief that God is using us to reach Fort Smith in the River Valley. It is a faith journey because we are watching people be baptized. We are watching people be saved. We are seeing God grow our church, and we believe that He has a plan for us to reach our city. And so we're giving because of that faith, belief in Jesus, the gospel, and then what He's doing here in His church. So that's our Faith Forward offering. We begin that emphasis this week, and we'll continue it for the next 3 weeks. And then on April the 28th, we'll be giving that Faith Forward offering. And then because it's a unifying experience to be a part of this offering, to participate, to say, hey, I'm part of the church, we thought it'd be great fun to have a lunch on the grounds day to celebrate that unity in the church. And so we have food trucks that day. Some of our guys that are car collectors are bringing some cool old cars. We're going to pray for beautiful weather, and we're going to pray for an opportunity to just celebrate that unity that comes together as we are all stepping into that faith journey of believing that God is going to use us as a church to reach Fort Smith and to reach the River Valley with the gospel. Church family, I want to encourage you to be praying for our Faith Forward emphasis. Be praying for God to do spiritual things in the life of our church as we talk about stewardship and biblical stewardship. I want you to be praying for what God would have your family to do. What is your faith offering? Because you believe that God has a plan for our church, and it's using us to reach the River Valley, and this year especially to reach those folks that are living in the Chaffee area of our city. And then I want you to pray for people to be saved. Ultimately, that's what our faith is in. It is in Jesus Christ as the Savior, the Messiah, the Son of God who takes away the sins of the world. And I want you to pray that this will not be an emphasis about money, but this is an emphasis about Jesus and about the gospel. And we want to pray for people to be saved during this emphasis. So if you'll pray those things for us, church family, look forward to the 28th when we give that offering. Look forward to that time of unity as we experience that giving together, that expression of faith. And then as we experience that unity of having lunch and fellowshipping together, we are really, really looking forward to that day. So church family, I pray you'll be in prayer. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday, and it's going to be a great day. So church family, we'll see you again soon.
Thank you for joining us for the Triangle Podcast. If you want to hear Pastor Greg's Triangle sermon, the link is in the show notes. If you have comments about this episode or have a suggestion for future guests or topics, please email us at trianglepodcast@fsfbc.org. Also, check out our church website at fsfbc.org for the ministries and opportunities to get involved with Fort Smith First Baptist and stretch your triangle.